It's well known on the internet that I am a Sweet Baby Ray's fan.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I thought I was adventurous before, but now I'm just going into a whole new era.
I'm at the age where I just don't give a shit. Yeah, I think it's a podcast too. Yeah, I'll never have another regular job again, so I might as well figure out. Ways to make my retirement money. Exactly. I mean, how long could this last? It can't be going on for much longer, right?
Hi, I'm Brian, and I'm new to the metaverse. Hi! Hi!
Just see me standing there as people are walking over the bridge on the island.
You could be Carl. You could do a Carl avatar.
Hey, what's up, girl? I'm new to the metaverse. What you doing? What? What's that? Get away? Sorry.
The contact.
That's right, Taylor. And they can show the tape to their single friends. Remember, the Dateline Network is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I taped that episode.
Hey, Hoadley, it's Brian. Gotta come over. I typed to the Dateline Network. This episode is incredible. That guy's tongue's really moving around his mouth. You gotta come check it out.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you all there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fag news or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less or your money back. The TCBpodcast.com website will provide you your earnings if you decide, if you so choose, if you might be as bold as to ask for your money back. You didn't pay anything. You stingy asshole. You get nothing. You get nothing. That's the joke. That's what I make every time I open up the microphone. And welcome back. Here we are, Chrissy and I, together again in the studio, feeling large and
reunited
in charge.
United and it feels so good.
I got an interesting email while we were gone. I got a lot of communication while we were gone.
I love it.
It kind of kept me busy at night when there was nothing to do on the cruise ship. Because I couldn't run around with the cameras again. I felt like...
You already covered that.
I felt like Disney Security had their eye on me the whole time.
They had tagged
you. I'm doing it for the children! I'm taking pictures for the children! Well, also, we were on the exact same boat as we were last time we took a cruise. Yeah, I took all the pictures that are needed. I mean, I took 1,000 photographs last time.
Did you have the same like sleeping arrangement? We talked about that the last time.
Yeah, same sleeping arrangement. Brian gets kicked out of the bed
exactly.
Every time. Yeah, that's how it works when you have family. I feel like my wife is like, oh, you sleep over there now. No, I do it because it's a queen-size bed and with two children.
Yes.
We can't let them sleep on the bunk beds. That's dangerous on a boat. So the purser, whatever they call him, the stateroom guy.
Bosun?
Yeah. The steward.
The steward, okay.
It was a guy who would manage 5 rooms, mm-hmm. And anytime we would leave the room, that guy would be right in behind us cleaning that room. Cleaning it, managing our wires, like our, the chargers
and stuff.
Do
you like that when, like, you go to a hotel? And
oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it. I say
I want all of it.
I want it all.
I mean, if I'm there
for a week, it's one thing. But like
when
a
you're
few
on
days,
a cruise ship, you got to remember it's like the size of of this studio. It's not very big, right?
You're right. I'm used to staying at the Four Seasons Suites.
Oh,
so,
well, yeah. Good for you and Jeff. Still waiting for Jeff to invite me to one of those Four Seasons Suite hotel room concert things.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Jeff. Still waiting. Meow meow, Jeff. Meow meow.
We're at the Hampton Inn.
Yo, you're at the Hampton Inn.
I'm kidding.
No. Of course you're not. No.
We go mid-range.
Mid-range. We go mid-range. 4.5, 4.6. We're not going all the way up to 5. We're not wasteful. Yeah, I do like it. I like it when
we don't have that podcast money yet.
Yeah, no, not yet. But man, it's coming. It's coming.
I feel
we're going to get $13.
3 years from now. We are going to be...
3 years from now, we're going to be able to pay our car.
Yes, exactly.
Every month with the money we make.
Oh my God, buy tires. We bought some... We had an unexpected situation with the tire.
Yeah, so do we.
We had an unexpected situation happen with the tire this past weekend, and there was a nail in it. And Lila is driving this car, and she comes home, and it's... she's 17, and it's deflating.
So it's deflating.
We were like, yeah. Jeff goes out there. He's like, yeah, there's a screw right there. Okay, run up to Midtown Tire. Let's go see. Okay, well, anyways.
They're expensive.
$300 later,
yeah, of course.
For one tire. And they're trying to do like the warranty and all of that. I was already planning on taking it for an oil change the next day. That was Saturday. So I get up there and the guy is super nice and talks me into everything. Wait, we bought another tire, got the oil change, and the guaranteed 3-year warranty.
Well, you know what, Chrissy?
So, you know, there's unexpected bills that happen.
Well, they didn't see a fool coming with you.
Well, it made sense.
Well, it's listen.
If you get another screw in there or another nail, we'll cover it.
Well, I mean,
and
you
we
know,
live in downtown Atlanta where there's construction everywhere.
Well, here's the thing that you should know about tires. 99% of all tire shops will fix a nail in your tire for 100% free. Did you know that? You should know this. Next time you go in there, you should know this. They will actually patch that tire for free unless
it's
too big.
That's what we thought until they said it was $300.
That's what they thought until they took all my money.
Well, that means that we got some new tires.
Anyway. Well, listen.
Adulting.
Yeah, adulting. It all sucks.
Yeah.
So on the cruise ship, and at night, it's a little boring. And then I go checking the website and the phone line and the whole nine yards. And man, did we get a lot of communication that was going on. So a lady who I asked her if I could use her name. I won't use her name, but let's call her Tracy. Tracy wrote in and she wanted to let us know that when she was in college back sometime in the late 90s, early 2000s, I actually think it's early 2000, like 2001 through 2004.
Yeah.
She took a job as a phone sex operator is what she did.
Yes.
And she said,
I love this,
that eventually she made a lot of money doing this because they would get bonuses for keeping the guys on the phone for longer.
Yep.
So they tried her in multiple different places. They tried her in like the sex kitten. They tried her in the, you know, whatever.
Dominatrix.
Well, that's what happened is they put her in the dungeon.
Okay.
What they call the dungeon. They put her in the dungeon room and all she would have to do is just kind of, you know, tell guys they suck.
Yeah.
And, you know, your penis is small.
Be mean. Yeah.
Be mean. And when she got to the be mean part, she was making a shit ton of money because she was keeping guys on the phone for, she did
people
it from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.
All kinds of
have
kinks.
All kind of picadillos. Mm. I mean, not for me. I don't need anybody telling me my penis is small. I already got that information every time I take a shower. I don't need you reinforcing that. But I thought it was so interesting that, first of all, the 1-900 numbers were still making money in 2001 to 2004. I thought it was mainly a 90s thing. But there are still 1-900 numbers around today.
Yes, there are.
And they're doing their thing. But the other thing that I thought was interesting is that this young lady actually took a job as a sex phone operator as a college student.
I wish I had
making
done
extra
that.
Money. And
I
now she's like the CEO of a major company.
I know. I mean, yeah, I wish I had done that.
I will do it. I will do it now. I will do it now.
I investigated the feet site too.
I will do porn
whatever
for pay.
Yes.
Why can't I have an OnlyFans? And I don't care
right
if it's a bunch of old gay men that want to watch. I don't give a shit what your picadillo is.
Exactly.
I will do it as long as I don't have to interact. Like,
right.
I don't want let's whack
skin
off together.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what I want over the video. But if you want to put me on one of those streaming sites and I can just get it done for, you know, just kind of wiggle my diggle around for, I don't know, a couple hours a night. And then make $1,500.
While you're editing the show, prop the camera up under the desk and
just go naked.
Yeah.
And just every once in a while, just wiggle my hips. Yeah. Yeah. Just bounce around.
Yeah. Why not?
It's so hot. Editing porn.
I thought I was adventurous before, but now I'm just going into a whole new era.
I'm at the age where I just don't give a shit. Yeah,
and
I think it's a podcast too. Yeah, I'll never have another regular job again. So I might as well figure out. Ways to make my retirement money.
Exactly.
I mean, how long could this last? It can't be going on for much longer, right?
You gotta make that coin.
You gotta make that jingle while you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that I read in it just blows my mind. There's a boxer, a former wrestler who turned into a UFC fighter.
Okay. Yeah.
I forgot her name, something Reese something. She won her first UFC fight.
Not Reese Witherspoon.
No, not Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Although I think Reese Witherspoon's breasts are out there too, but I'm about to tell a breast story. Ready?
Okay.
So
yes, ready.
She wins her first fight and she wins it real quick. It's like a right hand hook knockout.
Mm-hmm.
She wins it in a minute or something like that. She runs up on the top of the ropes or the cage and she flashes the audience.
I
did you read
this
about this?
I did.
She went from 41 OnlyFans to 6,700 OnlyFans.
Right.
And she's now estimating that she's going to make $350,000 to $450,000 this year.
People pay money.
People pay money for boobs. They pay money for penises.
I've got them.
Yeah, I know. Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we? We can't even get someone to pay $3 for an extra 75 episodes of the commercial break. We were going to do an episode every episode. We're going to do an extra episode every episode. So essentially, we're going to double our workload. Yeah. We couldn't get someone to pay $1.99 for 1 month.
No, but boobs weren't involved. But if we involved boobs, feet.
So here's the question, and I want you to respond out there in the TCB universe. If Chrissy and I did the show nude, if we just did the same show, but we did it nude, and then every once in a while we jiggled right in front of the camera, would you pay $7.99 per month? I think that's a fair...
That's too low.
Well, I'm hoping that more than one person decides to do it. I'm trying to make it accessible. We also got to remember, we got faces for radio. I got a face for radio. You're beautiful. Let me rephrase the question this way. If Chrissy did the show topless, would you pay $11.99 a month? This is insane. I saw the list of people making money on OnlyFans.
Oh, it's OnlyFans. It was like, it's Chatterbait. It's the foot fetish place.
It's the streaming
it's
services.
Everything. You can just make money just catering to people's what they want.
There is a whole website called Stream Cams or something like this. Cam Live, Cam X, something like that.
Yeah.
You go on and the homepage is filled with 100 little thumbnails, but they're video thumbnails. So it's live of guys having sex with guys, girls having sex with girls, guys and girls having sex with each other,
sure.
Girls by themselves, guys by themselves. It's just like a plethora of penises and vaginas doing so many different things.
Yeah.
And you click on it, and it costs you $1.99 a minute to watch whatever's going on the other side
of
that camera.
It's like the modern peep show.
It is. The modern peep show. That's exactly it.
Yeah. No wonder. It used to be in Times Square.
No wonder none of these children can get it up when they're trying to have sex. Right. No wonder no one's interested in sex anymore because they're all watching everybody else do it.
Yeah.
But they are getting paid so much fucking loot
to
do this.
We need to get on that game.
I agree with you 100%.
I think maybe we need to start a Lonely Fans page, podcast page.
The Lonely Fans podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe what we do is so that, you know, I mean, no one wants to look at me naked, but maybe you.
Yeah.
But we'll have guests, and those guests will just be other people willing to show their junk.
True.
On camera.
There we go.
And then you have a new guest every week.
I could show a shoulder.
Wow, that's sexy. It looks like a boob without a nipple.
That's knees.
Listen, knees are the tits of the legs. I swear to God, I can't. $23 million. The number one person on OnlyFans makes $23 million a year on OnlyFans.
That is crazy.
That is insanity that they make $23 million a year on OnlyFans.
What are we doing wrong?
I can guarantee if I started an OnlyFans page today, I would not make $7 in the entire... I could be on there for 10 years and I wouldn't make $7.
There's something for everyone.
There is a secret to this success. It's probably being good looking. But besides that, yeah. I think Megan... Is it Megan Thee Stallion? Is she on OnlyFans?
I don't know or if she is. I love her,
who's the other one that does the...
Cardi B.
Cardi B's on OnlyFans.
They should be. Why not?
And now you got this girl, this boxer. She's making 350 fucking K a year.
They need to do like a course in college, maybe even on this.
OnlyFans?
Well, like how to make money on the internet.
Sex work? Yeah. I'm talking about sex work specifically because, you know.
You're not even having actual sex. That's the thing.
You're just
that's
doing
the great
it by
part
yourself.
About it.
That's what I'm saying. If I don't have to interact with anybody else. If I don't have to take requests.
Show what you got.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll take some requests.
Yeah, you take requests.
Yeah, beat on your dick real hard or something like that. Punch yourself in the balls. People are fucking creepy, man. I remember being on one of those like stream cam sites. I was probably 25, 26, and they were just coming out, like the live stream cam sites. And I would never go in. At that time, you didn't have to pay to go into the room. They would do the show
free.
For free until somebody went private.
Right.
And then they would charge that person like $5.99 a minute.
Exactly.
Right. And anytime I went into one of those.
It's the new peep show and the new sex phone.
Yeah.
The sex line.
Yeah. The requests. But this girl was taking requests, and you should have seen the disgusting, humiliating shit that some guys were out there asking for. I'd be willing to do a lot of that stuff if you just gave me money. $5.99 a minute sounds great to me. Punch myself in the penis.
We can get into the metaverse, and then your avatar can do stuff.
I don't want to get into the metaverse anymore. I'm turned off by the whole situation. It just made me sad that no one wants to be my friend in the metaverse.
It makes me interested, and I'm investigating.
I actually did some homework on the metaverse, and I think that I have to approach it in a different way.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to go into
what you did last time was wrong.
No.
You were doing it wrong.
Well, I didn't know that it was uncouth to just knock into somebody and ask them where the party was.
Well, as in real life.
Yeah, as in real life. I suppose.
When you knock into somebody and say, where's the party? They are going to say, get away from me.
You know, it's like anything. It's like the first day of high school. You just got to go and, you know, people are selling tickets. Selling tickets to the elevator.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
No.
That was going on at my school.
No.
People were selling tickets to the elevator.
Did you have an elevator at your school?
We did not have an elevator at our school. Okay. That's why it made sense. But like the first day of high school, you just kind of fumble around until you figure out what's going on. It's like anything new that you do. And unfortunately, I just came up with the wrong line. I had to be a little bit more sly about it. So
did
what
you create an avatar for me too?
No.
Didn't you say you did?
No.
I thought you said you created ones.
No.
For us. Okay. I need to create my own.
I just created my own after. Okay. Yeah, but you got to understand the metaverse is in multiple different places. Yeah. You're going to be like what? You're going to be like a eunuch or something like that? You're
going to
be a unicorn?
I didn't think about this.
A unicorn with tits?
I'm going to go all out.
I suggest you just be two legs and then put nipples on your knees and then just walk around like that. And then people
knee
are
going to
be knee girl. Knee tits. Hey, it's all knee tits. I would call this episode Knee Tits, but I don't think that Spotify would look kindly on that.
Probably
knee tits.
Not.
But I read that, you know, you just got to be a little bit more sly. You got to be a little bit more
chill.
Cool. Yeah, I got to be chill.
Yeah.
I got to wait for people to come up to me and talk to me.
Well, that might take, a while,
but I'm down for it. What else I got to do? Hi. Hi. Hi.
Hi, I'm Brian. I'm new to the metaverse. Hi! Hi!
I just see me standing there as people are walking over the bridge on the island.
You could be Carl. You could do a Carl avatar.
Hey, what's up, girl? I'm new to the metaverse. What you doing? What? What's that? Get away? Sorry. Hey, girl. What's up? Hey, horse man. Got nice flowing hair. Welcome to the metaverse. I'm the metaverse creator. You want to come up and talk to me? No? Okay. Are you running away? You don't have to run that fast. Be careful. Slow down. It's slippery over there. It's an island. Hey, boat full of people. Hey, it's me, Carl. I'm just over here waiting for you to talk to me. Hey, hello? Where are you going? Is there a party over there? Hey, you got extra room on that boat? Hi. Hi.
I'm going to put on a t-shirt.
Oh,
excuse me.
That's what's going to come after you in the metaverse.
Sir, please pull over to the side.
I'm not in the car.
Pull your avatar over to the side, sir. Sir, are you a white man who wears sandals? Yeah? What of it? I'm sorry, sir. We're going to have to ask you to leave the metaverse. We have a strict policy on creeps. We don't want them here. I'm not a creep. I'm just an old white man. Those two, we're out on those. Thank you. You can go back and revisit your avatar, sir, please. Yes. What? You don't like this short? We don't like anything about you, sir. Please pull over to the side. Get off the metaverse. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the island.
But where else do I go?
We don't care. Anywhere but here.
Yeah, no, just leave.
Sir, there is in the middle of the metaverse ocean, there is a place where all the other white men with sandals are gathering. You can go to that party.
I saw that they're selling tickets. There's this whole startup that now is actually selling tickets
to concerts.
Concerts.
Yeah. It's been going on for a while.
Well, no, but this company specifically just secured something and makes it official.
So Travis Scott.
It's officially
and
not real.
That's a news report from Chrissy Hoadley.
It's officially not real.
You want to show your shoulder again? So Travis Scott, right? He did a big concert in the metaverse before that unfortunate concert that he did earlier in the year where people died. And they sold tickets to that. Like, they've been selling tickets to these concerts. I think Metallica did something out in the metaverse.
This company specifically was making it so it was no fraud. Oh, this is what it was. They were selling NFT. They were making it to get an NFT, so it's unique.
Oh, yeah.
And that was helping with fraud, which I don't know.
So you're not going to lose your money on that. You're not going to lose your money on NFTs. I saw some person talking about NFTs on
way
the,
complicated.
You know, they was like they were talking about NFTs on their social media, And it was like, to all those haters hating on the hate or whatever, you know, yeah. Another day will rise again and we will all be proven right. And I'm like, listen, I get it, right? Your NFTs, some of your NFTs are probably going to be worth some money. I don't doubt it. The Mona Lisa is probably worth some money. There's baseball cards are worth money. Beanie Babies were worth money at one point.
Right.
But I think we can all say with confidence that the fad of buying artwork created on a computer for thousands and tens of thousands and millions of dollars for no reason other than you hope that other people want to buy it for more money is out of style. Like, it's just not happening. Now, if you're creating tickets,
there's a surplus, supply and demand.
Yeah, there's a surplus.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was just
making it.
There was like, let's say there's a room of 50 people and 10 of them are into NFTs. Right. So those 10 people kept buying each other's NFTs for more money,
right.
Hoping that someone else in the room would buy an NFT. The unfortunate part is no one else in the room was buying the NFTs,
yeah.
Except for a few, like the Bored Yacht Club or the Apes or whatever.
Well, the Apes, I saw a story, too, where they were sure they don't know what to do with their apes now.
What do I do with this picture on my phone again? How do I make money on that? Well, the difference with the Bored Ape Club is that there are actual real life events that you get into. Like, they have a big events that they do around the country. They have a thing and you go there. I don't know. It's a
thing. Let's stop now. Let's just stop
now.
Do
we sound old?
Continue on with the show.
Sir, I'm going to need you to pull over. Sir, do you have an NFT?
No, sir, I didn't buy any.
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to leave the metaverse. Well, you need an NFT to get in.
Yeah. There are some value to some NFTs, but the larger fad of just buying crazy artwork and, you know, it going away. Whatever. Who cares? No one comes here to get NFT advice.
No.
But, however, I was trolling on the internet,
as
I like to do. And back at it, here in the TCB studio, live, just a little north of Atlanta, I would like to present today this all this talk about the sex phone line and me thinking about sex work and how we get into it and all this other stuff made me think
tits.
And the knee tits and shoulder boobs and all this other stuff made me think about the ladies and the men in the 90s who were making money on 1-900 numbers.
Yeah.
The metaverse of our childhood. Right?
True.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a place where people came and they hung out. And
Fantasyland.
Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, you are the best part of the commercial break, and Chrissy and I want to include you even more. So do us a favor, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places, either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there, or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Commercials. Am I right? But for a lot of us independent creators, it pays the bills and it keeps the content coming free and frequently to you. So do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. That lets the sponsors that financially support us know that we're doing our job. Therefore and to for, you are financially supporting us. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag, and you'll forever be known in our hearts as the human who said they love the commercial break out loud to other people. At the commercial break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The videos are edited with a lot of love, care, and extra comedy. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. So I have an infomercial from the 90s, and this is a matchmaking service, and I just want to present it to you, and then we can walk through it together. How do you feel about that?
I will accept your presentation.
Here is a... I accept your presentation. Here's an infomercial from the 5th of May, 25th of May, 1990. From the Dateline Network.
Okay.
And not the Dateline that everybody likes to watch on NBC.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Vicky.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, I'm Lisa. Look for me next on RSVP, the Dateline Network.
Oh, yeah.
The music.
Call me. me.
Anytime you put a sexy saxophone behind some synthesized drums, I'm all about it.
Yes.
Hugs and kisses.
The video we're watching is showing.
Yeah, we're watching the video. You can catch it on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Lunch. Lunch.
We're watching a video that I guess it's advertising for the Dateline Network.
Yeah, it's an infomercial for the Dateline Network. And what's happening is they're showing a beginning of this, like a lot of these old 90s shows did. It's just a series of videos that are scrolling around the screen.
Yeah.
And then they have words in between them. Yeah.
Right, fading in.
One said hugs and kisses, and this one says lunch.
The pretty girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I really miss you.
Really miss you in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
RSVP, the Dateline Network.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Jeff Allen.
And I'm Taylor Lee.
Welcome to RSVP, the Dateline Network. Tonight, you're going to meet some of Southern California's most eligible singles, and you'll get some important information on how you can jazz up your love life.
In just a
jazz up my love life? That's exactly what I've been looking for. Thanks, Paula and Pete.
Most eligible bachelors.
You know, every infomercial starts off with two yahoos like this,
yes,
sitting there on a couch talking to each other, as if we're supposed to know who they are and trust immediately that they have the information we've been looking for to jazz up our love life. Like, what makes you qualified?
In a few minutes, you're going to meet single men and women just like you who are waiting for your phone call. And that call could be the most important one you'll ever make.
You could marry this person and live forever.
Honey, get the phone. I'm finally going to meet the love of my life. What? No, we'll get a divorce. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
Just you have a pencil and paper handy so that when you see someone you'd like to contact, you can jot down their phone mailbox number. Then call 1-900-454-0777. And by following the simple instructions, you can leave them your very own private message.
You'll also be hearing from our special guest,
just leave a
Dr.
message.
Rachel.
Yeah, just leave a message.
For $10, you can just leave a message.
Hi, it's me, Tammy. I have huge boobs and a really nice ass. Unfortunately, I'm unavailable right now. If you leave me a message, it'll cost you $10, but I'll get back to you soon. If you don't hear from me in 15 minutes, call me back and leave me another message. Thanks!
Hey, Tammy, it's Brian in Georgia, and... Sorry, you ran out of time. Please call back and leave another message. Damn it. I gotta think of something better to say quicker. I can't be as right, I love you.
Grant, a well-known authority on the psychology of dating.
As well as meeting two of our special...
I think he...
Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant?
I think he
said, I have no idea. Okay. I don't know.
He's well-known.
Yeah.
Singles live here in our studio. And we'll be showing our singles events calendar to help you plan your social life.
That man has on more makeup than I think I have ever worn.
His hair is literally shiny. He looks like he has a helmet.
I think it's a helmet.
And are you watching his tongue twist inside his mouth while he's talking? It's a little weird. Look, watch.
Contact any of the singles you'll be seeing on tonight's show. You must.
He's like, how does his tongue move like that?
I don't know.
It's so weird. I bet he's a hit with the ladies.
At least 18 years old, you'll need a touch-tone phone, and it costs only $2 for the first minute and $1 for each additional minute.
Well, shit,
reasonable.
That sounds like a deal.
Yes,
sounds
reasonable.
Like a deal. Just for a phone call that can change my life, I'm happy to pay $2. $2 the first minute.
A dollar each additional.
Hey, hun.
They'll cut you a deal.
Listen, the longer I spent on the phone, the less expensive it got.
Exactly.
So it only made
off.
Sense. It's half off by the time you get to minute number two. So I figured by the time you get to minute number 10, I'm down to like 50 cents.
Yeah.
We're saving money here, hun.
Those of you with VCRs, we suggest you pop in a tape right now and record tonight's program just in case you miss someone that you'd like.
Just in case you want to whack off later.
Yeah.
We suggest you pop it.
Pop it on in.
That's insane.
Just record it.
We suggest you record it. Who taped over my episode of Webster?
The contact.
That's right, Taylor. And they can show the tape to their single friends. Remember, the Dateline Network is available 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
I taped that episode.
Hey, Hoadley, it's Brian. Gotta come over. I typed to the Dateline Network. This episode is incredible. That guy's tongue's really moving around his mouth. You gotta come check it out. You're gonna be wet just looking at it. The phone call is gonna change our lives. It's somewhere in here. We just gotta figure it out. Oh, you do me a favor. You bring your credit card because it's $2 for the first minute, $1 for each additional minute.
So you can call anytime and listen to the personal messages from any of the people you'll be seeing tonight.
So if you've got that tape in the VCR and if you've got your paper and pencil ready,
if you've got your Vaseline and you're ready to whack,
right?
You got a box of tissues, some slick, and some conditioner because you ran out of KY. Come on by.
Ready to run tonight's first set of video personals. Right, Jeff?
Right, Taylor. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Vicky. I live in West LA and I'm a legal secretary. Most of the men I meet are simply too casual about a relationship. I'm a little on the quiet side, and a perfect date for me is a quiet dinner for two at a nice restaurant, at the beach, and then a jazz club. I'd love to hear from men who can get serious about a relationship. You know, someone who isn't afraid to say, I love you. You don't have to be
Jesus Christ, wow. Vicky. That's a little thirsty. Slow down the cue card reading here.
I don't even know.
Love to hear from men who can get hard on their own. My name is Vicky. Call 33344.
And say I love you.
Hey, Vicky, I love you.
A sensitive personality is most important to me. So if you think you can match those qualities, call and tell me all about yourself.
I wonder where Vicky ended up.
Vicky is an actress, so Vicky ended up regretting this life decision for the rest of her life because she never got a serious TV gig after this. But don't worry, here comes Paul. Paul has been in the tanning bed for 3 hours
and then put bronzer.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that makes Donald Trump look like
it's very orange.
That's crazy.
Hi, my name is Paul. I live in Palos Verdes. I'm a business professional, and I've been married once before.
I'm going to start saying that.
Hey, it's Brian, and I'm a business professional. And I'd like a table for two tonight. What? This is the library? Okay, I'll come back later.
When people say, what do you do? I'm going to say, I'm a business professional.
I'm a business professional.
Because that needs no follow-up.
Yeah, I'm professional in business. Trust me. I've got my own professional business.
What does that mean? It means I'm in business.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It means I do business.
I went to 4 years of school, high school for that. I'm a business professional. I'm from Palos Verdes. I'm at my third wife. I own a string of tanning beds throughout the greater Central California Valley. And this is my first acting gig.
I love to ski and I like to travel a lot. My favorite island is Grand Cayman in the Caribbean where I can snorkel and scuba dive.
My favorite island? Who names their favorite island?
Quick,
I want to know
what's your favorite island.
Quick, what's your favorite island? Nantucket? Wrong. You can't snorkel in Nantucket.
I'd like to hear from someone who is about my age or younger, someone who shares the same interests. I'm ready for a whirling relationship that could lead to marriage.
A whirling
relationship. Where'd you get that adjective, Paul? Something tells me that.
I was sort of saying that when people say, how did you and Jeff meet? Well, we had a whirling relationship.
Yeah, we had a whirling relationship.
And then we got married.
We met in a dryer. Something tells me Paul didn't have that word in his vocabulary.
No.
Yeah.
If you're that woman, call me or I'll be very disappointed.
Oh, throwing out the...
Daddy's going to smack you on the ass.
Throwing out the, like, you know,
yeah.
If you don't call me.
Call me or you'll be divorced number two.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I live in Los Angeles. I'm in my 20s, and I'd like to hear from men a little older than me. I like to horseback ride, hike, and camp in the mountains. And I love the beach, especially in the evening about the time the sun is
setting. Lisa might have been the victim of a serial killer at some point. I mean, wow.
Hi.
Camping alone in the mountains and on the beach.
I'm Lisa. I like being inside and outside. I like air conditioning and heat. Sun and winter both make me happy. Sometimes it rains and sometimes it doesn't. I like to drive in a car, but a train or a bus will do. She's saying everything. Yeah.
Mate is 5 to 10 years older than me and is financially independent. I prefer someone who works out. Please call me.
What about a business professional?
Hey, it's me, Paul, over here in the next room. I'm a business professional.
Well, did you see anyone that caught your eye?
Oh, yes, I did.
Write down their phone mailbox number. Be sure.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. It's so good to hear from you.
I think I found the guy. He's a business professional.
A business professional? Oh, honey.
I've always wanted that for
you. I've always wanted a business professional.
And I've always wanted that for you, too. No more of those unprofessional business people.
His favorite island is the Grand Caymans.
Oh, well, it's not Nantucket, but I guess it'll do.
What's
your first date, honey?
I don't know. I just left him a message on the Dateline Network.
You mean the show where they talk about murdered people?
No, Mom. It's a whole network of people that get on TV and claim that they're single. It's my fourth message I've left him. He's going to call back real soon.
He would have been disappointed if you didn't.
He's a professional. He's going to call me back. I know he will.
Oh, this is such a grand day. Your dad and I are going to break out the champagne. Who is it? It's your daughter. What does she want? She found a business professional. Fucking white collar. Why can't it be an unprofessional like your old man? Back in my day, you didn't have to be a professional. You were just a business.
Be sure to call 1-900-454-0777 and follow the simple instructions to leave your private message for that special someone. And remember, you need a touch-tone phone. You have to be 18 or older, and the cost is only $2 for the first minute and $1 for each additional
then
minute.
Then it's BOGO.
A small...
Yeah, it's only $2 plus $1. You should talk to my dad about that first bill he got after I started calling 1-900 numbers. It was $3 million, because what they didn't tell you was they actually were routing these phone calls through places like Grand Cayman, and when they did that, not only did you have to pay the fee, but you had to pay the long-distance charges also.
Price to pay for what could be your next great
I'm
romance.
I'm glad we don't have boys.
And in case you were
what's that? You're glad we don't have boys. Hey, listen, girls are. I don't want to talk too much about my children, like personalities here, because you know someday they'll listen to this and be embarrassed. But let's just say this: my girl is just as much trouble as my boy.
Oh yeah,
she's just got she just knows how to melt people's hearts.
She does.
She just puts on that smile, and you say, "Oh, it's okay."
Yeah,
drink. All of the videos you just saw are of real people, not paid actors.
Not
and
robots. Really?
Their tapes were shot.
Not paid
is my
whatever.
Ass. That's so untrue. But it's the wing ding 90s, and you don't have to tell the truth.
True. True.
Everybody here is a real person, not a mannequin.
Right here
Paul
in our studio.
Paul kind of
by
looked like a mannequin, though.
Paul. These people are definitely reading off cue cards.
Oh, yeah.
They're most definitely actors and actresses.
Yes.
Staff who
notice. They will never say you can call and talk to Paul.
Right.
They'll say you can call and leave a message for them.
And then someone else will call you back and pretend to be Lisa.
It's me, Paul.
You don't sound like Paul.
What are you talking about? I'm a businessman.
You're not a business professional. You're going to break
What's
my
What's your favorite island?
With, Hawaii.
Wrong. I knew you weren't Paul. You better tell Paul to call me back. We're supposed to be at my mom's house for dinner tomorrow at 7.
Oh, they're best. Later, we'll tell you how you can be on RSVP, the Dateline Network. Jeff?
Thank you, Taylor.
Jeff? Now to you, Jeff. Now for the weather.
What? Now there's two new people.
It's just so there's...
My hard-hitting professional.
And now for sports. Jeff, over to you.
Joining us tonight is a special guest, Dr. Rachel Grant. Dr. Grant is a well-known expert in the field of single psychology. She has a doctorate in clinical psychology. She is an author, a noted syndicated columnist, and
From where?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, really.
Okay.
I would doubt she's an she's an actress too.
Exactly.
Grant conducts workshops on how to develop personal contact skills. It's a pleasure to have you on tonight's show, Dr. Grant.
Thank you, Jeff.
How to develop personal contact skills.
Hey.
You've got to take a course.
Well, I know some people do.
Oh, Lord.
I watched that Seven Little Johnstons, and one of them is like super shy, like has a hard time responding to questions out in public.
Yeah.
So she had to go to like a therapist for this, right? But a personal contact specialist sounds like the way that you touch somebody, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Don't they have those on movie sets now? Like personal professional contact? Yeah. Okay, now stick your finger right in her chucha. There you go. Very gently. All right. Everyone settle down.
Tell me, what's the biggest challenge?
I can't take this woman seriously. She's wearing a dress with polka dots.
Singles.
And it's large polka dots.
Well, and that too. And she's wearing
polka dot earrings.
NFL shoulder pads.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is what the style back in the 90s.
Yes. I never had that.
Need to have a vehicle to meet high caliber people.
Dr. Grant.
Then they have a vehicle to meet high powered people. What are you talking about? A Mercedes, Lamborghini. All right. Let's listen to what Grant has to say for a second.
Need to learn the skills and find out how to get to know a person very well before they make their choice of who they want to become more closely involved with.
That's very interesting. Let's talk.
That's very interesting. You mean you have to get to know somebody before you actually marry them? That's very interesting, Dr. Grant. Grant, how long did you study for that one?
About the boom in introduction services, and could you give us your opinion of using a program such as ours as a vehicle to meet new people?
Your professional opinion.
Well, I'm delighted.
Well, could you give us your professional paid opinion? Not using services like ours?
Well, I think very highly of them. If you give them money, you can often use their services.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Grant. Now back to you, Lisa.
To have this program coming around, because it does offer just that vehicle for people to pick and choose persons of their...
Dr. Grant, that's the fourth time you've used the word vehicle. Could you please explain?
Like it's a menu, like you could just personally... I like that person.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, it's Tinder.
We're together now.
It's Tinder.
We're together.
You and me.
Who they feel attracted to, who they want to meet, and from the privacy of their home.
Well, thank you very much for being with us tonight,
Dr. Grant. Yeah, sitting
around. We look forward to having you on in the future. Next week, we'll have Wolfgang Puck, the world-renowned chef.
That was me, sorry. This button is in the wrong place. That's why you hear this one a lot.
This is Central Control.
Because Brian just has a lazy hand.
What happened in the studio?
It. Yeah. By the way, he asked her two questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about people meeting each other? And how do you feel about people meeting each other on my service? Thanks, Dr. Grant. We look forward to having you back.
She said yes.
Yeah, she said yes.
To show you how to prepare a romantic dinner for two. We'll be right back with more.
Well, I've got to see this.
Dateline Network after this short break.
I have got to see this.
So don't go away.
How to prepare a romantic dinner for two. Does it involve bowling?
Probably not.
What?
Love is the only game not called on account of darkness. It's Casey Stengel. Who's Casey Stengel?
And what does that mean?
I don't know. This...
Love is the only
thing
not called on account of darkness. What?
Here's the thing about these. Here's the thing about these programs is all they're doing is trying to kill a little bit of time to get you to get the phone number quicker, right? So now they're going to show more singles, guaranteed. Watch.
How would you like to have your own personal video ad on television?
You can reach thousands of eligible Southern Californians each week.
RSVP, the Dateline Network, announces a television program where you're the star.
It's the most exciting new way to find that special someone. Just call 818.
The most exciting new way to
I just
find
looked
it.
Up Casey Stengel.
Oh.
He's an American baseball
player. Oh, he's a baseball player from the New York Yankees. Nothing says love like a guy from the New York Yankees. Did he play in the 50s?
Yes. He was born in 1890.
That's too funny. All right, let's meet some more eligible singles.
All right, let's do it.
900-454-0777.
This is Becky. She lives in Santa Monica and works as a waitress and is an aspiring actress who has appeared in episodes of Cheers and All My Children. Becky.
Don't say. She lives in Hollywood and she's an aspiring actress.
And
she
works as a waitress.
Who appeared in an episode of Cheers. Wow. I don't remember her. Yeah, that's right.
Native Californian who loves surfing, jogging, and photography. She prefers men in their 30s and isn't particular about their occupation, as long as they are stable, athletic, and...
I don't have an occupation since you're not particular, but I am stable right now. I'm pretty stable. Pretty stable. I actually live in a stable right now. If that helps, give me a call back. Can't wait to meet ya.
Becky.
Tour. Give her a call right now.
This is Bill. He lives in Long Beach and is a karate
instructor.
For only
$2 a day, you two can help these people.
He lives in Long Beach and he's a karate instructor. Hey-ya!
For only $2 a message, you two can help these people.
For only $2 a minute, like you two can help
the children.
These poor singles that have are so desperate. They've sent their photograph in to the Dateline Network. At 2:30 in the morning, it's possible that the best single people in the world will be watching this show, waiting to meet one of these lovely singles.
For the cost of a cup of coffee.
For the cost of a cup of coffee, you can save Bill from his karate workshop. It's karate!
Karate.
Prefers blondes and likes his female friends to be on the shy side. He says he's an excellent cook and likes...
What?
I don't like you to talk.
He likes... Oh my God. He likes his female friends to be on the shy side. Who says that?
His female friends. Shut up, Chrissy. Turning off her microphone for a while. It's just going to be me. She's gotten to a...
You're
shy. I can't hear you. You're shy now.
To spend evenings preparing Cajun meals for his date at his apartment, which is right on the beach.
That smells great.
Girls into physical
I bet that's a fart fest waiting to happen.
A Cajun meal in an apartment?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
What's
for
that
Bill.
Smell? It's my ass. Shut up. I didn't tell you to talk. Be shy. Keep your farts to yourself.
Old movies, MTV, and dancing. He'd like to hear from you right now.
Old movies, TV, and dancing?
Oh, well.
Engaging. Weren't they great? Cooking. Why don't you call them right now? All you have to do is call 1-900-454-0777 and leave.
All you gotta do.
What's your phone number? How do I get a hold of you, Miss Hostess?
Yeah.
Them your private message. And if you missed any of tonight's personals, call and listen to the audio messages of everybody on tonight's show. And learn how to be part of the Dateline
Network.
What
about the romantic dinner?
Tonight we've invited two special friends to our studio who would like to hear from other single people in our viewing audience. Ah. This is Debbie. Debbie's a legal secretary from Encino. She likes the beach, bicycling, and photography. And this is Chet. Chet is a dentist and he lives on a boat in Marina Del Rey.
Great. That's just great. Do you have white carpet? I'll send my son over to do a little remodeling. Chet is in his late 60s. He's got to imagine. Or this is 1990, so he's probably in his mid-20s.
True.
With that gray hair. Mm-hmm. Look at Chet.
Abby, tell me, what is your idea of the perfect mate?
Well, the perfect mate to me is somebody that's very romantic and knows how to have a good time on a date, maybe travels.
You mean people that don't like a bad time?
And
you mean your perfect your idea of a perfect romantic date is a perfect romantic date? You don't say.
Basically, just somebody very sensitive.
Great. Chet, does living on a boat pose any...
Great, you'll find no one. Let's get on to Chet.
Exactly.
Great. Good luck with that. And Chet. Yeah.
Now, Chet.
You're a dentist. You have money. Why do you live on a boat?
Eating problems.
Well, no one's ever gotten seasick on me yet, if that's what you mean.
No, that's not what I mean.
No one's ever gagged on my cock, if that's what you mean. No one's ever gotten seasick. That's not what she asked.
Well, actually, women kind of find it romantic to go out and have a nice dinner and then go back to the marina and go for a midnight sail.
So you're looking...
Yeah, nothing says romantic like taking a midnight sail on your house.
After you've had a couple bottles of wine.
Yeah.
A few lines of coke.
Yeah.
Let's get out. It's midnight.
I'm a dentist. I don't do coke. I've got extra nitrous in the back, though. That's right. We're going to giggle all night.
Someone who might be interested in sailing with you.
Well, that's quite high on my list of preferences. In fact, if there are any people out there that do like to sail, I'd appreciate it.
Or do you like to get high?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chet. Thanks, Debbie.
For anybody that likes living on a boat, give me a call. I'm sorry. I know that there's lots of people who do it out there, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, you're kind of limited.
Yeah. I'm still feeling seasick 5 days later from my trip.
If you'd like to get in touch with either Chet or Debbie, call 1-900-454-0.
Yeah, we know the phone number by now. We just want to see more single. We want to show us how to cook.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, what?
Okay, let's see. I don't know. I'm trying to get them to show us how to cook here. Hold up.
Well, they're never going to do that.
No, they're never going to cook.
Oh, now it's done.
Now it's done, and they didn't show us how to cook.
The perfect romantic date.
Well, listen, Chrissy, you can't have everything in life. But if you want, a romantic night out of my house, let me know. All right. Well, we tried. And if you want a romantic date, I'm Brian. I'm a business professional, and I'm ready to take on the world in my boat with you. Call.
My favorite island is Lake Lanier Island.
My favorite island is Lonely Island. I love their first album. It's
love
fantastic.
Island.
If you want to be a part of the TCB Romantic Family, call 661-237-8296. That's 661. The word best, the number 2. Y-O-Yo. Leave us comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. You can actually call and leave us a voicemail. No one will return your phone call.
Similar to this
program. That's right. But if you text us, you're likely to get a text back. Because I do it all the time. I love talking to our listeners. 661-237-8296. Chrissy and I are ever so grateful to those of you that leave us reviews on your favorite podcast player. Almost all of them have some kind of review or rating system. Go take 1 minute out of your day.
I thoroughly enjoy reading them, too.
They're wonderful.
They're really fun.
Some of them are so funny, and a lot of people give us great... You know, they give us great feedback.
I love the one person that talked about the Guy Fieri. They're like, why can't a
why
guy...
Why you gotta hate on...
Why you gotta hate on Guy Fieri? Can't a guy bleach his hair?
Yeah, it's like, can't a guy have some... Can a guy have some wings?
And Flavor Town.
Can a guy have some wings?
Hella spicy wings.
good for you guys. You're having a lot of fun, and we certainly appreciate it. Any of you that haven't left a review, if you're so kind, if you're inclined... Please go do it. Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Podbean, Spotify, any of them. They're all there for the taking. And we wish that you just leave us a few kind words. It helps grow the show. Tell a friend. Tell your uncle. Tell a cat. Tell anybody.
Don't tell your parents.
No. Tell your parents. The average age of the TCB listener is 77. So I'm sure... I also wanted to say to you, Chrissy, that if you'd like to have your pet talk to the pet psychic,
send in a
picture. I'd like to tell you to tell them, send in your pet's picture. We're going to have the world's most foremost expert on pet psychology.
I can't wait for this.
We'd love it. So, Chrissy, I think that's all we can
do
for today. No, they don't.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Try and make it fit into the show. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say we do say and we must say bye.
Bye.